This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Gas B, he's lost his nerve.
I don't think so.
But he's playing his own game. We gotta write him off. Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back now, folks. Rick Adams and Jen Dixon. A couple of announcements I'd like to make right now. A couple of things I'd like to observe. One of them is the documentary is available. The one that I made several years back, about five years ago, actually, and 40 pounds heavier. And that was for cable television. For our audience that we have entertained and informed and aggravated for several years, about 9 years now, on local public access cable television. And that was the one I made, World War II, The Untold Story of America's Legacy of Betrayal. So we do have adequate DVDs now of that documentary that I made, and it is available for you. We've asked a donation of about 20. And we'll include the shipping. I've just sent out one today to one of our listeners who, I guess he enclosed a $20 bill and mailed it and it got here. You can send cash, you can send check, you can send money order, or you can PayPal, to me at the same address, rick458@cox.net. If you don't have that, R-I-C-K 458 at COX.net. And then we have one of the two already ready to go in print, and that is of the Tom Kimmel interview that I did, a two-hour presentation. This is part one of the 2 hours we did on the set with footage and photographs and so forth, an interview with Thomas K. Kimmel, who is the oldest living grandson of Admiral Husband Kimmel from Pearl Harbor. We'll be doing that again, too, because December 7th, you know, is almost here, right around the corner. So we'll have that as well, the first installment on that interview, ready to mail out to you very shortly, if you wish that, the same deal. All right? I just want you to know that those things are available. I do have a number of other things that we could share with you. They're not exclusively mine. They're in the public domain, and they are available. But in any event, you can write rick458@cox.net. And the second thing I did want to mention before I forget, just a couple of days ago, it was the birthday of perhaps one of the most smeared and vilified and hated men in America in the 20th century. And he was born on November 14th, 1908. This is a quote from him and what he said and observed. And you see if it's not absolutely true today. How can we account for our present situation unless we believe that men high in this government are concerting to deliver us to disaster? This must be the product of a great conspiracy, a conspiracy on a scale so immense, as to dwarf any previous such venture in the history of man. A conspiracy of infamy so black that when it is finally exposed, its principles shall be forever deserving of the maledictions of all honest men. You know who that was? It was Senator Joe McCarthy.
Okay.
1908, November 14th, proven right in every single case. And his book that he wrote, McCarthy Exposes General Marshall, was in fact a quite an eye-opener for its time. And that was America's retreat from victory. So now we can see. We can see, 70 years later, we can see all of this actually coming true. Yes, administrations may change. Yes, names may change. Yes, people may change. And yet, the conspiracy continues to envelop and destroy our people. I just wanted to mention that and acknowledge that. Now, back to you, Jen, once again. All that is happening in America, false flag attacks, Homeland Security disclosing this internet kill switch with the Department of Homeland Security is of interest. Each and every week there seems to have been another false flag attack, and they would like to be down, shut down the whole process of information and the fact that the internet is so big and so vast now that it is not easy to just shut everything down. But their goal is to make that happen because they know that that's the only source of information available now to people in an unfettered manner. Okay, go ahead. What did you have to
say? That's true. That's true. And I don't see, I don't know, technically, because I'm not sophisticated enough to know, how they could do that, though. I just don't see it because it doesn't have a center. I mean, the net is a net. It's everywhere. It has a million different connections. Some go down, some keep going. So I don't know how they're going to shut it all down. But that doesn't mean they're not going to try.
Well,
or something
thing
even
is,
weirder, shut us all
power
down.
Power failures, and we've heard about shutting the grid down.
Okay.
Now, that is not a difficult thing to do.
That part, honestly, is
quite easy.
I know, and that's frightening. I have heard, but the devastating impact of that would be so... it's just incomprehensible. That's Armageddon if they do that. As a matter of fact, I have heard from someone who looks into this stuff that we do not, our electronic or electrical grid is not hardened. It is not hardened against military attack. so that's pretty dim. And why not? That's strange. What, you know, it's so good. So kind of, have we been set up?
Well, you realize,
sounds
of course,
like it.
That with the digital computerization of all of the power grids in the United States and beyond, in Canada and Mexico, it's, you know, intercontinental, that, in fact, you can interrupt the communication link and you can bring about disconnections in the grid simply by flipping the switch, simply by a database entry. You can, in fact, cause major power outages in any particular state or community that you want. You know, because we're at the anniversary of the big, you know, East Coast blackout. You know, we've just went by that, I believe, in the 1960s. What was it, 65, when, you know, the lights went out? And we talked about that and how that was a totally analog system of use. There was no digital control over the computers, over any computerization of the power grid at that particular time. Now there is. Now there is this ability, capability to bring portions of it down or the whole system eventually if they wanted to. Now that would be a prescription for chaos and confusion, wouldn't it be?
It would be. And that's interesting because I'm thinking back, you know, to how the Iraq War was won. And it was one right at the beginning, and that's what they did. They shut down all the communications system, particularly the military communications, of course, but of the country of Iraq, And they did this by using an airplane, the AWACS airplane. And it had some little thing rotating on the top that just, whatever, canceled out their system.
Yeah.
Using what, I don't know, frequencies, you know. And so it is. You can do this and you can isolate a place, a country, a city, a region, put them out of business, and then go bomb them.
Right,
right.
Very
easy to do.
Well, that's what occupation is all about. When they occupied, they cut off the water supplies, they cut off the filtration system, they cut off the electricity, still cutting it off, you know, in places like Gaza, in garbage dump heaps like that, which they call them. And it can be done here, and it will eventually, folks. We will be reduced to the level of a mosquito. All right, we'll come back. Anybody has a comment to make, they can give us a call. Jennifer Dixon is my guest.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Back now with Jennifer here, and Jennifer Dixon is my guest. We have a couple of people who would like to join in on the discussion with us. Well, we have some time, and 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. I'll bring up Art also with that clip that I wanted to hear about Obamacare. So you listen up. Right now, though, let me take a call for us and you, Jen, and let's see, who is first on the line here? I think we have Robert from Missouri. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to talk, in the last show, they were talking about this Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And what's so funny is the first World Zionist Congress met in the very same city. What do you think the odds are that the home of the Bank of International Settlements and the first meeting of the World Zionist Congress would happen in Basel, Switzerland, where the central bank of all the central banks are, and the, supposedly the Protocols of Zion came out of that meeting?
It's
and
an
a lot
accident.
Of people don't make that
it's
connection.
An accident. Come on now, Jen, you
right.
tell them.
Well, you know, I don't do statistics, but I don't believe in coincidences, so it's kind of obvious. You know, what's the banking country of the world? I mean, it's Switzerland. And, yeah, well, the banks run the world. So it goes, yeah. Interesting, all that took place there. And, of course, Switzerland was neutral. They weren't destroyed.
As far as armies
they weren't destroyed
were concerned,
by the world.
That's where the bankers had all their money.
Right, exactly. They weren't going to destroy that. And, you know, they cut a deal. It's all about deals.
Oh,
but
sure.
So Switzerland was protected, and while Europe was just destroyed. Something that nobody ever talks about, you know. It's kind of fascinating.
It all comes
twice,
back to them.
Twice
right?
in
Wherever
one century.
They located, it's the same money changers. Same money changers that Jesus, whipped.
Right. And yeah, and they're in the Bank of England, in the city of London, and in New York. So, I mean, they're everywhere. The banking system is global.
Yes.
You know, I spent some time in Singapore, and that's a nation's, it's a city-state over there with an enclosed, or Malaysia surrounds it. And you know what I noticed when I was in the military? You know what I noticed about Singapore?
What?
Skyscraper banks everywhere.
Hmm.
I think that's some sort of a Far Eastern, a city-state, kind of like the City of London, the District of Columbia, mm-hmm. Vatican City, and then you got Singapore over there in Asia, when mm-hmm. all I seen was these huge, towering Bank of America and the rest of them all over there. And
wow.
I thought that was
all the banks over there. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. But I wanted to talk about Christian Zionism real quick. And John Hagee, Pat Robertson, Falwell, who got a plane from the Israelis. I think this is the main enemy as far as truth goes to the American Christian public. Do you think these guys are aware, or do you think they're useful idiots? I keep wondering this. Do you think they're really aware that they're serving the synagogue of Satan that's mentioned twice in Revelation?
Whether they're aware or not, whether they're compromised, I can't, nobody can say what's inside somebody else's head. But I do notice that it's not just them. I mean, they are the most vociferous. They're loud. They're crazy. They get a lot of attention. But I remember when I came back from Palestine and I wanted to contact the churches, and I did. And I mean the regular churches, the main denominations. And I include the Episcopalians or the Anglicans in Washington, D.C., the National Cathedral, which has since taken a tumble in the earthquake. But in any case, they blew me off, using the Holocaust as an excuse. And I went to the Methodist. They couldn't talk about it that year. I just was blown off with so many strange excuses. I called the Catholic Archdiocese in Maryland, in Baltimore. They never bothered to get back to me. I mean, all the main churches. So it's not just the Christian Zionist. I mean, it's the whole so-called Christian community in this country. And there were some, little attempts in the, it was in the Presbyterian Church, but they backed off. They got, ADL came after them, and they just didn't last. Didn't last, they got scared. But they were willing to be a little bit honest about it for a short period of time. And those things never go anywhere. And I'm talking about now 10, 12 years ago, or 7 years ago, I guess. I mean, that whole period in the early 2000s where I was watching that and being very involved in it in Washington. But
right. All right, we have to move along, Robert, but I think that's Jen's answer anyway. You keep listening to me, and you know where I stand. All right, thanks for your call, sir. We have Frank up next from North Carolina. Frank, hello.
Afternoon. I just had to chime in. That movie I'm often reminded of, They Live, with that that old wrestler Roddy McDowell or whatever his name was. But those glasses, those special glasses that you put on, and then you can see everything. And when you can see, everybody else thinks that you're crazy, and you're trying to get them to put the glasses on, and they can't see it, and it's maddening. But I listen to a lot of shortwave radio during the week and whatnot, and it really seems to me that all the so-called alternative media are really ramping up their efforts to deflect attention away from everything that's going on, being connected to anything Jewish, you know, anything to do with the Jewish community.
Well, that's why they're wasting their time. You're absolutely right. They're wasting their time.
And really, you know, I've defended some of these people over the years, probably shouldn't have, but I'm a pretty overly fair person and objective and whatnot. But, you know, I've heard for years some of these people are shills and everything. You know, even if they're not, they might as well be shills because they act as a shill would. I guess for their own financial gain.
That's what it's all about. In the end, it's about money, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned.
It's about money.
It's all about money. They can say that they want it, you know, that they only care about the truth and they're putting out truth, but really it's just a business.
And that's everywhere. It's about money and it's about security. It's about your social position. It's about, you know, life goes on as usual.
Yep,
I'm not going to bother.
Right.
And it's
exactly
about social acceptance.
And that's, if you remember that, then you can probably just ignore 99 and 99 100% of them, because that's where they're coming from, unfortunately. Test the fruits, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's see if we can bring in a couple more calls, I hope. We've got, first off, I think I left off Robert. No, not Robert. Michael. I'm sorry. Michael in New York. Is that you? Come on up.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Jen. Thank you, sir. You know, I was going to make some other points, but the Catholic Church, I mean, anybody catching on besides it being the largest bank in the world and who runs all the big banks in the world, anybody catch on to the priests and the cardinals wearing the yarmulkes? I mean, isn't that a giveaway?
But, it sure is. Sure is.
You know, U.S. Today, that commie rag, July 26, 2013, the Pope, the new Pope, they're trying to make him, portray him as he's just a regular guy, cares about the poor. And so while in Brazil on a visit, to prove he's a communist, he said that the culture of selfishness and individualism that often prevails in our society is not what builds a more habitable world. So who has a problem with individualism, the American way, individualism, individual freedoms, than commies? And so this guy's proven it all the way. The Catholic Church is under the control of Rabbi Ripamofovich for sure.
Ripamofovich, huh?
That's true.
All the world's religions at this point who are 501c3 churches, you can pretty much write them off, my friend. Write them right off. Okay, thank you, Mike. I got to see if I can squeeze in another one or two. Bill is next. Hello, Bill.
Excellent, as usual, Uncle Rick. Absolutely wonderful guest.
Thank you. All right. Do you want to just hang over for a minute, please?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. And we'll try to bring up Art in Philadelphia after that, because Art is hanging in, too. All right. We'll come back, folks, in the final half hour of the program. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Am I supposed to stand here and hand out rifles when the firing has already started?
All right, we're back now, and I want to bring up Bill, our caller right now. And Bill, go ahead. Say what you wanted to say to Jen, myself.
Well, they're just great information, and the truth will set you free. I just wanted to mention that by virtue of how they are whining and whimpering over at National Public Radio, Dave Schaefer and Snowden's revelations bleeding them is only one indication of how our Heavenly Father's truth ultimately will set these folks free. But I wanted to mention Mike's discussion over in New York. Pope affirms Zionist Noahide laws in New York. It's my brother Nathaniel Kapner. And if you can have him on, Rick, it's just absolutely startling that the Catholic Church, largest banking institution, international banking, is actually, in point of fact, in charge of this cabal. It would only come to this, that these 501c3 corporates are going to get hit in the pocketbook, and they'll have nothing anyway. It's the devil's joke. That's all there is to it. GnosticLiberationFront.com And I think Second Chronicles 7:14 is certainly in effect here. If you take it an opportunity, 5 or 3:50 this morning, and I assume last morning, Nice and Mean Secrets, BBC, MI5, had a limited hangout, and it was quite extraordinary what they'll cop to in the dark of the night. It was just really important, and I hope that, Rick, you're able to copy that. But I'll jump off so
well,
that
we do
Rick,
what we can do. Thank you, Bill. All right. Jen, I want to thank you for being here again.
Thank you.
It's
thank
been a
you
pleasure
having,
having
me.
You. It's been a while, and we will do it again, God willing.
God willing,
thank you.
And thank you. But can I say one thing real quick just in response to the last caller before I sign off? It's kind of interesting to me about the Catholic Church. Of course, the Catholic Church's finances were taken over by the Rothschild Bank. I think it was 1820, 21 in there. So they've been running it for a long time.
Oh, they have. They always run the purse strings, don't they?
Don't they? So there you go.
They sure do.
Well,
the money changers haven't changed either. Not on your life. Thank you, Jen. Jen Dixon, my guest, and we're going to bring up Art next in Philly. I'm sorry if we have others on the line. For lack of time, we just don't have time, but I just need to move along because we do have so many breaks and so forth. And I did want to get that clip in as well, but let me just first say hello to Art in Philly, who is our residential tracker of this Cosa Nostra. Hello, Art. How are you?
Good, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you. I'm happy to have you back. Next week, we will be doing a lot of uncovering of the trails leading back to you-know-where with regard to JFK. And I know you've been digging, and I've been digging, and I've been learning and getting more information. And it does appear, if we just take it from that one angle, we don't need to go over the single bullet nonsense and all of that. We look at who wanted him dead and how they all interconnect. That should be an excellent program next week before Thanksgiving week, folks, here on the program. So just remember that. Art, what do you think about Obamacare now? You think it's a great idea, do you?
It's just another government program ripping off the public. It's a tax is what it is, okay? As an example, Obama's wife's best friend working with CGI Federal has got all the contracts that mucked up everything. Right. Here it is, a company comes out of Canada, most likely a Brofman crime family Canada, and all of a sudden they're winning these contracts left and right through CGI Federal under the Obama administration. They can't, for some reason, they can't seem to hire Americans with millions of American people out of work that need training, 15 million youth that aren't working or standing idle. You got millions of American technology professionals, and yet they got to use a Canadian company to do it. There isn't enough of Americans. It's a kick in the teeth, as I see it, just as when Obama started his administration, set up Jeff Immelt, the head of General Electric, as his jobs are, GE set up directly and owned by the Rothschild interests. It's a kick in the teeth is what it is. That's how
now,
I see it.
Now, wait a minute now. You know and I know that Obama said, along the campaign trail a long time ago, that you need not fear this comprehensive health care reform measure because you will not be able, you will not be forced to give up anything you have now. It will only get better. You will not lose your doctor. You will not lose anything that you presently have. Now, don't you believe that man when he said it?
It goes like this. How can you tell when a politician is lying? When their lips are moving?
You got it. All right. Hey, hang on a moment, Art, folks. Let's listen to a clip here from Wade. I think this fellow Wade has it pretty well on target, the way I've been saying it all along on the TV program. Listen into this now.
There are two major political parties in America. I'm a member of the naive, stupid, and cowardly one. I'm a Republican. How stupid is the GOP? They still don't get it. I told them 5 years ago, 2 books ago, a national bestseller ago, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and in hundreds of articles and commentaries, that Obamacare was never meant to help America or heal the sick or lower health care costs or lower the debt or expand the economy. So the GOP needs to stop calling Obamacare a train wreck. That means it's a mistake or an accident. That means it's a gigantic flop or a failure. But it's not. This is a brilliant and purposeful attempt to damage the U.S. economy, kill jobs, and bring down capitalism. It's not a failure. It's Obama's grand success. It's not a train wreck, folks. Obamacare is a suicide attack. Obama's hero and mentor was Saul Alinsky, a radical Marxist intent on destroying capitalism. Alinsky's stated advice was to call the other guy a terrorist to hide your own intentions, to scream the other guy is ruining America, well, you're the one actually plotting the destruction of America, to claim again and again in every sentence of every speech that you are saving the middle class. Well, you are busy wiping out the middle class. It's always about hiding your intentions. The GOP is so stupid they can't see it. There are no mistakes here. This is a suicide attack. The telltale sign isn't the disastrous start to Obamacare or the devastating effect the new taxes are having on the economy or the death of full-time jobs or the overwhelming debt or the dramatic increases in health insurance rates or the 70% of doctors because of Obamacare that are now thinking of retiring, bringing on a healthcare crisis of unimaginable proportions. Forget all that. The real sign that this is a purposeful terrorist attack upon capitalism is how many Obama administration members and Democratic congressmen are openly calling Tea Party Republicans and anyone who wants to stop or defund Obamacare terrorists. That's the clue. Even the clueless GOP should be able to see that. They're calling the reasonable people, the patriots, the people who believe in the U.S. Constitution, the people who believe exactly what the founding fathers believed, the people who want to take power away from corrupt politicians who have put America $17 trillion in debt and bankrupted our children and grandchildren, they're calling them terrorists. Why? Because they're Saul Alinsky-ing the GOP. The real terrorists, the real murderers of the middle class, the real job killers, the real bad guys trying to bring down capitalism are calling the patriots by a terrible name to fool, confuse, and distract the public.
Well, does that not make a lot of sense? Of course, this is going back a few weeks or so, but you get the drift that indeed this is a brilliant strategy. Now, who was really behind it? Well, you know, we hear the names of their mentors, but again, we must go back to the Meyer Lanskys, the crime families, and must go back to Jerusalem, Mark. And look at David Axelrod's role. Look at Summers' role in all of this. You remember Robert Reich? You remember him, the Secretary of Labor under Clinton?
Yes, yes.
And what did he propose? You remember what he was talking about, NAFTA?
Hmm? Yes, I do remember that.
And what has NAFTA done for you and me and everyone else?
The giant
impoverished us. Exactly.
Yes.
Now, it all goes back to the same cabal, folks. Right. Let's be honest about it. Let's quit bringing in this group and that group and the Vatican and Islam and everybody else. It's going back to this circle, this semicircle, this full circle of the Lanskys, of the Annenbergs, of all of these people, including the Bronfmans heavily now. So what more can we say? But, you know, if it walks like a duck and it sounds like a duck, it must be a duck. Here. Go ahead, Art.
What I would have to say is remember what Patrick Henry said about Lexington and Concord. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, deal with these guys.
But well, it could be. They know nothing else. They know nothing else.
Right.
And that's why they want those weapons, don't they?
For sure. For sure. They want those weapons because they can't implement what they're doing in the way that they want to do it without that opposition in the way.
And now they're buying up gun companies. Ammunition is becoming more expensive. If not the front door, they'll take you by the back door. All right, we'll come back. Art in Philadelphia is with me. We will return. Rick Adams on Central.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I'll bet, folks. Listen to this guy. Now, here he is, Brother Nathaniel.
And private health insurance holders saw their plans canceled, and the prices jacked up due to the Obamacare mandate that forces every policy to meet a one-size-fits-all requirement. Why is it then, with 2 million pushed out of their plans, with 17 million more terminations coming, is Obama's former Jewish advisor, David Axelrod, claiming otherwise? Are we really that stupid to believe yet another Obamacare lie?
There have been website disasters in private industry as well. So let's push that aside. You talk about transparency. This is the first time in history that you can make an apples to apples comparison about healthcare plans, online in front of you.
Except with your old plan, because you're no longer eligible to buy your own plan, which was the number one promise that the president made to the American people.
Most people are going to keep their own plan, Senator, and you know that.
That's not true. That's right. Not true. Obamacare forces people to pay for coverage they neither want nor need. It's all by design.
I agree. Art, no, you and I think we've been in this a long time. You've been in it for a very long time, I would suppose, in the financial markets. And you know that the end result of all of this is just total socialism, right?
I would call it communism. I think they're going to do to us what happened in the Ukraine if they get their way. I think you're going to see the second Holodomor.
Well, there's no question. Now, look at the way it's going. This is one major way, so-called medical care. And again, it's not about medical care. It's about control. That's one major way of bringing down the entire economy or what's left of it. Now, the young people, the ones who can least afford it, those who are entering the job market, they don't even want this health insurance. They don't want to be forced to buy any of it, which, of course, is in itself, though the Supreme Court's decision notwithstanding, unconstitutional. We must understand that now they're either going to face fines, they're going to face jail, they're going to face a prosecution, or the whole system, which I don't think is going to happen, the whole system is going to evolve into a universal health care coverage plan. This is the only way. They've got to get everybody on some form of either Medicare or medical assistance through state and federal government. Don't you think so?
Yes, but I think there's a step in between there that happened in a high-tech industry that's happening right now. The step that you're not missing, that is missing there, is they're first going to corporatize all the small business in that part of the U.S. economy, which is small business, the medical industry, and
wow,
destroy millions of medical professionals, small businesses, and careers, forcing them to work in a corporate structure. Okay, and
well,
then after that, I think it'll evolve into what you're saying.
No.
In that process, they're going to make a lot of new billionaires who have nothing to do with the healthcare industry while they destroy people's careers.
Just like they're doing with the educational systems and the unions, huh?
Right, just like with Common Core and the charter schools.
Wow.
That you muck up the public schools bad enough to make the charter schools look appealing, and then you basically sell all the assets off to the big corporations, and then you look who owns them, and you will find that the ownership of those companies is owned directly by the Jewish mafia.
Oh, come on. It must be the Syrians.
Right.
It must be the Arabs that own everything.
Right.
Isn't that pathetic? Now, you know, you're really hitting on something big now. You're talking about the corporatizing of all of these smaller healthcare providers, and already the insurance, you know, the smaller insurance companies are talking, you know, well, you know, we're going to go out of business if this continues, and everything is in chaos. And the doctors, as you've heard, doctors are trying to get out of the system. They're retiring early from practice. So who winds up controlling the lion's share of this entire monstrosity called healthcare? You just said it.
Right.
The crime families.
Yes, exactly. And then it gets even better. Yeah, now that they are able to blackmail all the other businesses in the country that use healthcare, they can basically, like you have said, provide dispensation to the ones that work with them and economic pain for the ones that don't, to the point that they set them up for more mergers and acquisitions and destroy and control more economic assets in this country using the healthcare ownership issue to destroy the other companies in the U.S. economy.
Have you noticed the way they've been doing that largely with for-profit hospitals coming into communities?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Right. I talked to a doctor I had, and he basically said he had a minor medical surgical facility in a hospital. And he was only charging, like he said, a typical surgery, you know, outpatient surgery was like $500 for the surgery. He says they took it up, the hospital took it up, charged $1,400, and now it became a profit hospital. And they're up to like $3,700 for the same darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from taking away from a small business of $500 for a treatment, it goes up to $3,700 for a treatment in this for-profit hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see, where's all the money going? Okay, it's not going to the practitioners.
No. No, the doctors are actually suffering great losses in many cases. You know, I've talked to physicians that I've known, and they're not happy with the whole way the medical profession now, which we know is allopathic to begin with, but regardless of that, they are saying the way doctors are being trained now, the way the whole system is evolving, it's worse now than it was 50 years ago, much worse. And basically, they're what they're saying is they're prescribing a disaster. Nurses, for instance, are going to be dealing with patients. Doctors are not going to be in the picture as much. They're going to be doing the routines that physicians attend to, and they're going to be parceling it out. Pharmacists, deciding which prescriptions and so forth. So all of this comes with this so-called Patient Protection Act. Talk about a misnomer. You know, they don't know the fine print. Most people have never even read, not even the Congress has read, more than a few pages of this bill.
Right.
How do you pass legislation like that? Ron Paul said it best years ago, you know, on free trade. He said, if it's hundreds of pages, it ain't real free trade. It ain't. And it's the same with all of this other nonsense.
Now, the point that I found when you mentioned this is, who's writing the legislation? The legal community. Who is taking ownership of all these businesses? The legal community.
Mm-hmm.
So is it quite possible that the legal industry, overrun by these criminals, is basically writing laws for their own self-interest and
well,
the demise of the
rest? Well, it's always been the way. Yeah. The legacy of Arlen Specter and company, huh?
Right. I did some further research on Specter with the Apollo project and his involvement
there. Yeah, I saw
that,
yeah.
The conclusion I came out with that and the body of other research was that Arlen Specter was the biggest mole for Israel that got away with it for his entire career, and no one's talking about it, even now.
No.
I think you talk about Jonathan Pollard, I think Arlen Specter was 10 times worse.
Wow. That bad, huh?
Yes.
Now, your website, people should know about, is up and continues to add additional information each and every week, connecting the dots, folks. It's www.noplaceforcorruption.com. And, Art, what we're talking about now is leading back to all of the other discussions we had about education. It's about No Place for Hate. It's about the ADL. It's about the Brahmins. It's all about the Philadelphia 8. And it's about what's going on right now in Pennsylvania with the mad push for the homosexual marriage law and the courts getting involved now and basically interfering with the prerogative of your state government in Pennsylvania.
Right.
That is something to watch as well, you know.
Right. That started in Montgomery County, which is adjacent to the city of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery County and Bucks County is the hotbed for all this. All those activities you talked about, the Lanskys, the Brofmans, they've been here for three generations, okay? This is where they started the charter schools industry, and they bankrupted the city of Philadelphia. People need to look at it here. I live in the area where this is all starting. This is where they got into the Homeland Security was here, through Tom Ridge. It all started right here. And there's direct connections between this and, the Chicago Syndicate. Nobody talks about this. You know, that's the amazing thing. It's been going on all this time.
And now here we are talking about it week by week. Thank you for the time you spend each week with us, Art. I appreciate the time, even though it's a few minutes. It's just chock full of info and factual information, folks. Check it out for yourself on the website, noplaceforcorruption.com. We will be making you company again next Saturday, Lord willing, your Art, on JFK's assassination. Thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Well, okay, folks, rick458@cox.net for any of the DVDs. Until then, goodbye and God bless.